Welcome back to the Scott Griffith Show. We're glad you're with us. Our next guest is written a book on why is America fat, and I happen to agree with a lot of what he says in here about the pharmaceutical industry and big government business and the FDA all being behind. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. We'll let him state his case. I do agree that ephedra has taken a bad rap. It was banned as a major dietary supplement this past April. You remember it all came into forefront when the pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles died. And the fact that he was out of shape and running and doing other things besides ephedra, I think, contributed to him dying, not just ephedra. But, you know, you get ephedra and you know, people go nuts over it. Just like Corey Stringer, the Minnesota Vikings tackle, who died. Well, the fact he was about 50 pounds overweight and it was 100 and some odd degrees and he was not in shape may have had something to do with that besides ephedra, but we really would just want to point to a drug and say that killed him. And perhaps it's not for everybody and their particular body. But I don't think the drug in and of itself killed these people. Yet it's been banned by everybody, and one guy upset about it has been, he thinks it's somewhat of a conspiracy. Ben, good morning and welcome to the Scott Griffith Show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you doing down in Birmingham?
Doing great, and I don't have you on because I agree with you, but I used to do a sports talk show and really got a lot of heat for saying ephedra's not killing these guys because, as you know, and what I pointed out on the show at that time, any cough medicine or suppressant has twice the amount of ephedra that was taken by the Baltimore Orioles pitcher when he died.
Well, that's exactly right, and there's the whole crux of that issue is the fact that there was supposedly a ephedra ban back in April, which you mentioned, but yet we still have all these ephedra products on the market. Now, if something is dangerous, then you ban all the products with that ingredient in it, right?
Right, I would think.
Yeah, and that's not what happened, and I really think that's part of what identifies why there's so many fat people in this country, because all they really banned were the ephedra weight loss products. Why were they so desperate to get rid of these ephedra weight loss products when, you know, again, if they were so dangerous, well, then all these cold and flu medications should also be off the market.
Well, ephedrine is in Advil, it's in Robitussin, it's in all kind of...
Primatine.
All taken, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and what's so ludicrous to me is a product like Tylenol Infant Drops contains pseudoephedrine, which by the FDA's own definition is ephedra. So it's okay, according to the FDA, for a little baby to use an ephedra product for colds and flu, but yet these great big adult athletes, it was dangerous for them to use it for weight loss. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
So what was the FDA doing? Were they cowering to them, but are they getting paid in the back door by drug companies? Is that what you're suggesting? Or?
Well, I think the drug companies basically run the FDA. If you look at, you know, who is in charge, and I didn't really go into that in my book, but most of the officials at the FDA, RMDs, and a lot of them have worked in the pharmaceutical industry, and they seem to go back and forth. So, you know, when you've worked for a company and then you're working for the government, I don't think those ties just suddenly disappear.
We seem to blame being overweight on a lot of things, genetics. Really, to me, sure, we all have different body types, but you can still be the best you can be as far as controlling your weight, can't you? I mean, I think everyone can lose weight in some form or fashion. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe that. But in order to be successful in anything in life, you have to have all the information. And I don't think the American public is getting all the information, because normally what they're told is that, oh, it's poor diet and lack of exercise. Well, if you go to any gym at 5 o'clock this afternoon, they're probably packed with people, even though it's summer and this is a downtime of year for gym. And what happens, a lot of these people, they don't make any progress and they can't figure out why. Well, they probably don't realize that one or two of the prescription drugs that they're taking is causing weight gain. And that's information that people need to know. There may be other factors that are contributing to them being overweight that they have no idea. And that's the thing. You know, why is it that we aren't hearing this kind of information? Because so many of the most commonly used prescription drugs list weight gain as a side effect. I think a perfect example is Lipitor. It's hard to, you know, talk to two or three people, not meet one that's taking Lipitor for high cholesterol. And that's just one example.
And you say that, and it's on my TV here, the monitor. Hang on, Ben. We've got to get a traffic and weather check. We'll come back to more common drugs that might be causing a weight gain. Why is America so fat? A book by Ben Kennedy. Back with more in a moment. Welcome back to the Griff Show. Scott Griffin here, along with Ben Kennedy. Why America is so fat? About how drugs you might take might make you fatter, and what we can do to combat that. We're talking about Lipitor, which is the drug to control cholesterol. What is in these drugs to make you gain weight? Is there a common thing or different thing?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody really knows exactly what the mechanism is causing the weight gain. It could be increased appetite. It could just alter, you know, your body's chemistry to make you put on more fat. It could interfere with the way the food that you eat is distributed to your body. But the bottom line is they all cause weight gain. And the ones that really jump out are the antidepressants like Prozac, Paxil, Wellbutrin, Zyban, Zoloft. Those are all common names, and they all cause weight gain. And the biggest thing I'm trying to do is just expose this to people that, look, you know, when your diet and your exercise aren't working, maybe it's because you're on one of these drugs that's causing you to have massive weight gain that you're just not going to be able to overcome with an improved diet and increased exercise.
So if people are on Lipitor and they have to be for cholesterol, it works. How can they combat it? Do you have to step it up in the gym? Or?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there's always alternatives to these prescription drugs. I think a lot of times doctors don't tell people that, yeah, exercise alone has been shown to reduce cholesterol, and improving diet can improve your cholesterol level. So that's the thing is, you know, people need to take more control of their own health and start asking doctors more questions. And, you know, the first thing they ask is, hey, what are the side effects going to be of this drug you want to put me on? You know, if they tell me it's going to make me gain 50 pounds, I'm probably going to ask for some other alternatives.
Can we expect more dietary supplements to be banned besides Ephedra?
It sure.
Now they're pushing Xenadrine and all these other kind of things.
Well, Xenadrine was actually an Ephedra product, and I think that they really want to eliminate all the natural weight loss products. And then there's enough evidence in other countries like Germany where they basically eliminated everything over the counter. Even multivitamins you have to have a prescription for. And I think that's where the pharmaceutical companies would like to take this country. I, for one, as an American, you know, that's about as basic a right as there is to be able to go buy, you know, a simple vitamin to improve my own health. You know, I'm not going to stand for it. That's kind of why I'm on your radio today.
Well, is there any herbs or any natural products? I mean, you know, you're in an industry that produces $18 billion. Every year, what can people do if they have to stay on Paxil and they feel like Celexa helps take the edge off or whatever? What can they do?
Well, actually, I think the biggest thing is education. If they would start, you know, going online and just studying some of this information that's out there, and a lot of the research is done at the major institutions like Harvard Medical School. And a perfect example is like Prozac as far as an antidepressant. Harvard Medical School found that just simple fish oil, which you can get from eating fish, or you can buy a supplement for maybe $5 that contains fish oil, is more effective for a serious psychiatric disorder like bipolar disorder than Prozac. So there you go. You're going to save a lot of money. You're not going to be using something that's going to cause weight gain, and it's going to be healthier for you. I mean, that to me is just win-win. The only people that seem to be winning on all these drugs are the drug companies.
Ben, how can people get your book? It's called Why is America So Fat?
It's available at the usual locations like Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, but the best deal is on my own website, whyisamericasofat.com. They will type in vitamin and the coupon code. We'll send them a free multivitamin along with the book. Thanks for being here, Scott.
Thanks, Ben. We appreciate it.
Hey, have a good day.